Hello and welcome to my channel. If you are new, don't forget to subscribe, and if you are a returning subscriber, welcome and thank you so much for being here. So today I'm going to be reading a short chapter from my Do It Afraid book. This is actually by Joyce Meyer Ministries. She is a pastor, and I have a few of her books, and I love them, okay? And I actually want to buy more. And this actually came when I ordered her book online, and I love it. It's pretty much talking about, you know, doing things afraid, overcoming fear, you know, how to get the enemy away. And there's this chapter titled Facing Fear and Finding Freedom. And I just want to read it to you, okay? So it says, God has a good plan for your life. And he doesn't want you to be tormented by fear or let it hold you back from your destiny. His will is for you to walk forward, confident in his love, trusting him to take care of you all along the way. We also have an enemy, Satan, who will do everything he can to stop us from walking in God's good plan. Anytime we are making progress and moving forward in God's will for our lives, the devil will try to come against us with fear to drive us backwards. This is one of the enemy's greatest tactics, to bring fear and try to prevent us from making progress. He wants us to fear our circumstances and what other people will think. He wants us to focus on the what ifs, such as, what if I fail? What if I make a fool of myself? What if I didn't hear from God? What if others disapprove? What if my reputation suffers? On and on. All of us will periodically come to these crossroads in our lives, places where we must move forward despite our fears. If we wait for the feelings of fear to subside, we will never step out. However, if we will trust God step by step, we can learn to face our fears and enjoy new levels of freedom. It was a great revelation when I realized that although I couldn't control the feeling of fear, I could keep it from controlling me. Honestly, I wouldn't be doing what I am doing today if I hadn't learned this lesson. During life's moments when there are no answers or when unexpected changes occur, I have learned to not live by my feelings, instead with God's help. I do my best to face fear head on, even when I'm shaking in my boots. When fear strikes, our first inclination is to run away and go back. But that's when God is saying, don't stop now. Keep moving forward. And then there's a Bible verse that says, Moses said, fear not, stand still, which is firm, confident, undismayed, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians you have seen, today you shall never see again. And that's Exodus 14:13. So I hope that this motivates you and encourages you and just reminds you that we should not let fear stop us, that we need to trust God, right, even in the unknown, and that he has a plan for us. And we can only reach that plan and that promise if we step out of our comfort zone. So do not let the what if stop you. Do not let the doubt stop you, because that is not of God. That is Satan trying to keep you stagnant. And you were meant for more. Always remember that. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.